Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We come on the air, and a lot of times it's super fun. After a big Redskins win, after the Nats roll, after a big Harper homer, after a game four like Strasburg had, you get to do a blast of a show. I mean, it's just a really good time. It's a lucky job to have. And there are days like today where you punch that time card and you earn your paycheck. There will be nothing fun about sitting here doing this for the next 4 hours.
Agreed. But we're here. So 800-636-1067 throughout the day. This one felt different. And I was trying to explain this. I gave my cousin a ride home after the game last night. We met up and left. Didn't get out of there, by the way, until 2 o'clock in the morning because the parking garage was so jam-packed.
Yeah, I got home at 1:30 last night.
2:30 is when I rolled in the door. But a lot of Nets fans. I'm not special because of that. Everybody did that, and they're rolling through work blurry-eyed today in the morning. But this one was different, and I don't quite understand why it was different for me. I know it can't compare to the ungodly pain of 2012, the frustration, the maddening frustration of 2014, where a team just didn't hit. They were clearly superior then in the Giants. Last year, it was kind of, you know, you let one get away. This one was different for some reason. And I guess the reason it's different to me is the best pitcher in the world plays for the Washington Nationals. You gave him the ball with a lead. And I know quirky crap happened, and we'll break every part of it down, but I would take that always.
Yeah.
My team had 8 runs and 14 hits.
Absolutely.
And it just tells me that this is out of your hands, bro. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
Something awful has happened somewhere. There's something irrevocably damaged. There's nothing anybody else could do.
So I obviously don't believe in curses, and I don't believe in any of the bad feng shui and all the things that people say has led to DC's sadness. I think that each game is its own entity. But it's getting harder and harder to explain away for people like me who correctly are just sane on this and don't believe in curses. Last night was the weirdest baseball game I've watched in years. Everything happened that can happen. There were runs scored on botched calls by umpires that hurt the Nationals. There were moments where reviews that go against really why instant replays in place where you need irrefutable evidence, and I don't know how you could have had it, went against the Nationals. There were outfielders dropping fly balls, letting them fly over their gloves for RBI doubles inexcusably. Some of the pain and the wounds were self-inflicted. Some of them were managerially inflicted. Some of them were players not executing. Some of them were umpire-related. The game had everything. Danny, they had 8 runs on 14 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs had 2 hits that scored runs and were kept in the ballpark, and they lost the game.
Yep.
They gave Max Scherzer a lead. By the way, I feel terrible for that guy.
Me too.
Nobody has done more the last couple of years for this organization. Nobody works harder. No one's better on that team. And he was one pitch away from an 8-pitch perfect fifth inning. Pitching out of the bullpen, which is not easy when you haven't done that since 2013. For the first time on 2 days rest, and he almost had the perfect inning. Next thing you know, he's got a pass ball that scores a run. He's got a blown call by an umpire that leads to 2 more runs. He's getting pinched. He hits a batter. It was one thing after another. 3 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned against Scherzer, and then they came back. Here's the weird thing about last night to me, and I guess in general this is the one part of the show where I'll do the woe is me thing. Woe is DC Sports, if you will. I got back over to my seat. I went and watched part of the game in a different spot, and I came back over to my seat where my fiance was. And I came back over right after Max had given up the 4 runs, and they'd gone from...
And the building was just deflated.
Ahead to behind, right? And at that point, when I got back to my seat, it was 8-4. And Allison looks at me, and she's like, I'm sorry. You know, you could just, in her eyes, she's staring at me, and I see that she sees that I'm in pain, and she's trying to now comfort me. I said, listen, I'm fine. I said, I don't know why, but I'm not heartbroken like I normally am. I said, I'm sad and I'm angry right now. This does not feel like normal. And I think the comfort was, A, they brought their bats. B, that they're battling. C, it was Scherzer. It wasn't Solis. It wasn't Matt Albers. I mean, it was the guy who's the best in baseball at what he does.
It wasn't Aaron Barrett throwing balls to the screen.
So I told her, I said, I'm fine. I said, I've made peace with this. In the time that I just walked from where I was sitting in 115 for that inning to where I am now out in left field, for whatever reason, I'm comfortable. I said, I'm because I got to fly to LA today to cover the NLCS for MLB Network Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm covering the Cubs and I'm covering the Dodgers and I got my baseball hat on and I'm ready to go. 3 innings later, they have cut it to 1 and the tying run is at second base. And I looked at her and I said, I'm back in. I said, I have all the hope again. And she's like all giddy. She's like, we're going to win, aren't we? Are we going to win? I said, I think they're going to win. I said, I'm back.
That's what DC Sports is right there.
That's DC Sports.
That's what it is.
I was done. Now, I'm not walking out like some of the losers that I saw walk out. I'm not doing that. I won't do that. I'm not going to sit down and be uninvested the rest of the game. I don't have that in me. I just can't. But I had made peace in my mind. I was going to stand at appropriate times. I was going to make noise at appropriate times. I was going to go through the motions. But Danny, I knew it was over. Their season was over. They were down by 4 runs. But then they brought me back in. And that's what it always has to be in DC sports.
Mm-hmm.
The most difficult way possible, the most painful way possible, the most punches possible. As I think about it today, you know, I was in a plane crash, okay? And I land, and I'm on this deserted island, and I know I'm going to die. DC sports is that there's a helicopter hovering overhead. DC sports is that you find a flare gun on the beach. You're like, well, wait a second. I might get off this island, you know? And then the helicopter drops this net down to you, but it's like 4 feet too tall and there's nothing on the island that can get me to the net. Just let me die here. Don't bring the helicopter. Don't let me find a flare gun. Don't give me this false hope. Let me lay here until I perish because I'm not Bear Grylls and I'm not a man. I don't have any skills. I can't cut anything. 7 days from now, I'll die. Just let me do that in peace. But no, you've got to give me a flare gun. And you got to give me a cell phone, and I got to be able to just tell everyone where I am without giving them the exact coordinates. And I'm writing a freaking picture of a guy's face on a volleyball, and my beard's growing. Just let me die here. Stop with the airplane. Stop with everything. There's always a little bit of hope that brings you back in, and that kicked me in the teeth so hard last night I could have cried.
The quote, just let me die here, is my big takeaway from that. Here is what I demand. I will not accept less than this ever again. Be normal. Behave normally. Objectively good teams that behave a certain way for huge samples, enormous samples, are unable to do that thing normally when it matters most. Be normal. Behave yourself. An outfielder on a casual, soft, sinking line drive, catch the baseball, please.
But
a catcher.
In fairness, it's a really good outfielder who should definitely have been in the game, who's played a good left field all season.
First baseman who play the outfield, make that catch. Catch the ball, Jason Worth. Catch the ball. Be normal. Behave normally. A catcher. I don't think Matt Wieter's got a catcher's interference all season long. Behave normally, please. The passed ball that led to this weird call. Okay, fine. A passed ball happened. The wild histrionics of the throw behind two different base runners to allow a run to score from second base on a passed ball. Behave normally. If normal behavior occurs, we are celebrating an 8-7 Nats victory.
Yeah.
Right now, this minute. Just behave normally. Do things that you are supposed to do in a routine and calm fashion. Instead, shrinking violets. Instead, just craziness, constant craziness. The inability to do normal, basic things about this sport that got you here because the moment is too crippling. Small, where it matters. It's so upsetting.
There were so many great moments last night. You know, when you just go back, the unbridled joy and enthusiasm. When Murphy hit the game-tying homer, missile, by the way. Welcome to the series.
Mm-hmm.
Great swing, beautiful homer, tie game, ballpark goes nuts. A few batters later, Michael Taylor, the hero from Game 4, who got the loudest ovation in pregame introductions, which was awesome, hits a 3-run home run to take the lead in the second. Ballpark, the lid came off. There were like these 3 young kids who were probably, I don't know, like freshmen in high school sitting in front of me. And I started like rubbing all their heads, and I was like, I love all of you. You're going to have a great life ahead. By the end of the game, I was reminding them that they're going to have a terrible life in DC sports. Matt Albers, 3-up, 3-down in the 4th. Great moment. Daniel Murphy, RBI double. Almost hit the ball out to tie the game, by the way. Michael Taylor, RBI single later in the game. Pulled him to win and won. There were really joyous moments. But there were a million missed opportunities. We can go through all of them if you'd like. There was so much insanity in the game. There was a challenge on the first batter of the game by Dusty Baker on a very clearly safe play for the Cubs that cost them the chance when they needed a challenge later, by the way, to not have it. Didn't understand that. Trey Turner thrown out at the plate. Second straight game 5, 1-run loss where they've had a player thrown out at the plate. Don't forget that in the first inning. I think most people probably have. A wild pitch or pass ball scored a run. down 5-4, and another, there was a wild pitch that scored a run and a pass ball that scored a run. I got those two things confused because Gio, who inexplicably was still in the game without the bullpen warming up,
rather swim with sharks than pitch deep into a big game.
Botched call allowed two more runs. Never forget. John Jay brought home a run, being hit by a pitch. I thought it hit the bat first. I guess I'm wrong on that. I still need to see a replay of that. But that was on the replay that I saw, but I'm looking across a section to a TV that's tiny at the top of the stage stands. Jason Wirth misses a fly ball to left that was very routine, that 37 million left fielders in the sport, most of whom are in Little League catch. A controversial play at second where Jay slides wide of the bag, very easily could have been called. A interference play at second base where he cut down a potential double play. They score a run. I mean, one thing after another. Jose Lobaton picked off first. His foot comes off the bag. I've never seen anything like that game, Danny. And it seemed like all of the breaks went the Cubs' way.
Oh, they all did.
Every
and they earned it.
Single one of them.
I mean, the Cubs deserved to advance. I mean, they deserved to advance. This is not sour grapes of the Empire screwed us. I mean, think about this. Michael A. Taylor has second base stolen. I mean, is standing on second base. Jose Lobaton fouls off a pretty close pitch.
Why did he do it?
35 seconds later, Jose Lobaton base hit to center field.
Yeah.
Runners on first and second. Exciting. That pitch is taken. Michael A. Taylor scores casually from second base. Casual run scored.
Why did he do
it? Tie game. This is what it is to be a DC sports fan.
This is it.
This is it.
If anyone ever asks you, by the way, I used to tell you, and I think 3-4 years ago, we probably hadn't at that point been the It's Next City. Cleveland got theirs, so now I'll move us to the number one spot. But if anybody ever asks you, why are you always complaining about DC sports? What do you mean? Just send them that game and say, carve out 5 hours for me.
You're going to need some time.
You're going to understand what it's all about. Just watch all five of these hours. Sit there patiently and quietly. Watch these 5 hours worth of baseball. They'll get it. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're with you all day on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.